It is 8:25. Hello, Ender.
Hey, Ollie. Good to speak to you again.
You too, Ender. Spanish policeman has died after a riot with Russian footy fans.
Yeah, some horrible pictures you'll see on the evening news. This is really like something from the 1980s or the 70s even. You know, you just really thought soccer had moved on from this kind of crowd trouble. And it's outside a stadium in the Spanish port city of Bilbao. Athletic Bilbao, the local team, were playing Spartak Moscow of Russia. The Spanish police were escorting some Russian fans into the stadium, and a group seems to break away and let off flares and cause mayhem. A running battle with the police, and the end result is a 51-year-old Spanish police officer has had a cardiac arrest and has died. Just disgusting. Absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it is indeed. Now, police investigate a parcel and racist note that's been sent to Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, no comment from Harry or from the palace, but we know that Metropolitan Police in London are investigating this. It was some sort of white powder substance which turned out to be harmless, and a racist note. Now, obviously, Meghan is of mixed race, and I just find it so sad that this day and age, May 19th coming up, their wedding day to look forward to and plan, and someone sits down anonymously and writes some really nasty, unpleasant note to a girl and a guy getting ready for their wedding. You know, how unpleasant is that? Just terrible. So let's hope the police find them very quickly.
Indeed. Now, the Prime Minister's holding an away day to unite her cabinet. What is it, a love-in?
Well, it's a kind of Brexit make peace, olive branch, break bread together, and let's try and sort this mess out, because half her cabinet want to leave Europe and the other half want to stay in, and Theresa May has pledged that Brexit means Brexit. So she's taken them all away to Chequers, which is the prime ministerial country retreat. But some big personalities in that room, you know, Boris Johnson wants to leave, and yet the Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, wants to stay. So good luck to Theresa May, really, making sense of it all.
Yeah, I'd be a fly on the wall there, Ender. And you've got a warning about using a spanner to tighten your nuts.
Story of the week, this one, courtesy of a hospital in South Wales. Newport is the town. The local fire brigade were called to the A&E department yesterday at the request of nurses and doctors. Kid you not, a guy had been tightening the wrong kind of nuts with a spanner. And the spanner was still attached to his body, and they couldn't get the nut, shall we say, out of the ring main in the spanner. And the fire brigade had to cut him free before the doctors and nurses could put any ointment on. So there we go. They tweeted about tightening the wrong type of nuts. The fire brigade did. It was going viral. And then that tweet very quickly got deleted. So somewhere in Newport in South Wales, a very embarrassed man is waking up today. And I don't think he'll be going anywhere near his toolbox for a while.
I'll tell you what, Ender, that is the story of the week. But you had a couple of others in contention. KFC running out of chicken. And I'm still livid that there's a UK beach that has been declared better than any Australian beach. I call that fake news.
Best beach in the world, Lolly. Yeah, according to TripAdvisor.
Well, you go and enjoy the sunshine this weekend, Ender. What's it going to be, about 10 degrees?
Have a good weekend.
See you, mate.
No, six if we're lucky. See you, Ollie.